Blog Talk Radio.
Turn around, choose life, consider right from wrong. You may not have that long, such a great peace inside. A very present help when trouble's everywhere, just a small
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina de Goot, and joining me this evening is Dr. Michael Platt. It appears as... Hello? Dr. Platt, are you able to hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I am sorry. Having a little technical difficulties here. You're able to hear me, though?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's start over again. Welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina de Goot, and joining me this evening is my very special guest, Dr. Michael Platt. Unfortunately, my co-host, Kimberly Britt, will not be joining us this evening, but she will return on our next show. Our goal is to bring you the very best in holistic health. Please be advised that topics discussed on our show are not intended as substitute for regular medical care. Always, always consult your physician or healthcare provider before making changes to your diet or exercise routine. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To call in and speak to Dr. Platt or myself, call 914-338-0741 and press 1 to speak to the to speak to Dr. Platt or myself. Welcome back, Dr. Platt.
Yeah, hi, you can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
welcome back. Seems
Thank
we're
you.
Having a little technical difficulties here.
Okay.
I want to just start by saying that Dr. Platt, he has practiced internal medicine from 1972 to 2009. He began his career as an internist with Kaiser in Richmond, California, one of the U.S.'s first HMOs. Dr. Platt later turned his attention and interest to convalescent home medicine. He developed his insight into health problems associated with aging and became passionate about preventing physical decline and illness. And for almost a period of 20 years, he served as medical director for nursing homes in Los Angeles, California. Now, Dr. Platt, I am so thankful that you were able to join me this evening. I wanted to have a show specifically on estrogen dominance because I wasn't aware until... Well, you mentioned it on a previous show, but after doing some research and even wondering whether or not I have estrogen dominance, but just really wanted to, you know, just talk about it because it's something that is so common, but yet and still very little is known about it. And apparently, estrogen dominance is one of the most misunderstood problems we face in the medical community today. Would you agree?
Well, it's an important problem, probably not correctly addressed. You know, your listeners should also realize that, you know, the reason why I'm on this show is that I happen to be an expert in bioidentical hormones.
Yes.
And
yes,
I've written a book called The Miracle of Bioidentical Hormones. I've written a manual for physicians to teach them how to do hormones. So so I've been doing hormones for about 20 years. And what makes the show a little bit interesting for me is that I am not a big fan of estrogen. And, you know, part of that perhaps is related to the fact that my mother died of breast cancer at the age of 61. And this is back in 1980, before I got started with hormones. And knowing what I know today, she should never have even developed breast cancer. But in terms of estrogen dominance, it's a very unrecognized, you're right, situation, and certainly not appreciated, but easy to prevent and easy to deal with. Your turn.
Yes, that's what I that's what I found out. It's and I can't believe that it could actually prevent cancer, and not enough research is being done on it. I think the information is there. It's just that maybe it's not being brought to the forefront. And I am very, very impressed in the fact that you have a very extensive background in bioidentical hormones, and you did such an excellent job on the previous shows that you were on, and in defining bioidentical hormones, and you know, just even how it affects hormones affect children, just really awesome wealth of information. But what I've been noticing recently is a lot of people have been complaining about migraine headaches, and some especially during their menstrual cycle. And I started doing research, also reading your book, which is The Miracle of Bioidentical Hormones, and it is absolutely a must read for everyone. And they can actually get a hold of your book by going to plattwellness.com, correct?
They can, or from Amazon, but either way.
Either way. Okay. Awesome. There, you know, so many people are having problems now, not just women, but men as well, because both men and women have estrogen. And there are good estrogen hormones. It's just the ones that are become so dominant. Could you explain about that? Because we do need estrogen.
Well, there are three different types of natural estrogen that women produce. both estradiol is the strongest one. Estrone is in the middle. And estriol is the weakest estrogen. And estriol, E-S-T-R-I-O-L, is actually the only estrogen that does not cause cancer. And it's even been used to treat breast cancer. That's how safe it is. And it's the only type of estrogen that's good for vaginal dryness. Estradiol is the strongest one and the one most closely correlated with cancer. And people should understand that estrogen is known to cause six different types of cancer in women, and at least one or two types of cancers in men, especially prostate cancer. The term, by the way, estrogen dominance, what it basically means is this happens when women don't have enough of a hormone called progesterone. And progesterone sort of balances out estrogen. But any time you're in a situation where you're producing more estrogen than you have progesterone to protect yourself, then you're going to be estrogen dominant. And the symptoms of estrogen dominance would be things like PMS, breast tenderness, menstrual cramps, mood swings, and you know, this type of thing. And it also, as you mentioned, estrogen is one of the most common causes of migraine headaches.
We'll
talk about treatment in a little bit.
Okay. And I remember I started having migraine headaches when I was maybe 7 or 8, and they lasted into my adulthood. I mean, they were horrible. But back then, you know, this information was not known. So, you know, they treat with, you take Excedrin, you take whatever the doctor, you know, prescribes to get rid of the headaches, but they were actually horrible. Oh my God. And what I noticed was as I became an adult, and it was during the time I was actually pregnant, I stopped getting them. And I got some insight that during the time when a woman is pregnant, you actually make a lot more progesterone, correct?
Yeah, that in the second and third trimester.
Exactly. So I'm thinking now that maybe that had something to do with it. But yeah, the migraines were like violent for, and I say violent because they just pounded for at least, I mean, 8 and, you know, until my adulthood. So that was very, very bad. And I noticed that they're young children that are starting out now with the migraines. And could the estrogen dominance be a problem, that they don't have enough progesterone?
There's almost like a worldwide epidemic of low progesterone levels, which nobody talks about. And the other thing is that there's a lot of young women that are started on birth control pills at a young age. And the thing about birth control pills is that they prevent a woman from ovulating. And the only time that a woman produces progesterone is when she ovulates. So all women on birth control pills are by definition estrogen dominant. And they can get all sorts of problems, not only migraine headaches, but they can get polycystic ovaries, and things like that. So the almost like the tragedy of this whole situation is that if you have a woman with a migraine headache and you take some progesterone cream and you have her rub it on her forearms and put maybe a little bit of cream across her forehead, within about 3 minutes, her migraine headache will disappear.
Wow. I have to get some of that. Now I'm not having migraine headaches, but it's also good for a whole lot of other things as well. So, my goodness, that's incredible. And now the type of progesterone it's not the synthetic. This is the one I think that it's made from yams. Is that correct?
Well, natural progesterone is made either from yam or from soy.
Okay.
The one of the problems is, you know, doctors get really no training in hormones at all when they're in medical school and internship and residency, and to a large extent, gynecologists have almost the least knowledge of hormones of all doctors, and they're the ones that are taking care of women. So basically all they know in terms of progesterone is they know the synthetic progesterone called progestins. This would be like Provera. And these drugs have exactly the same side effect as estrogen. They cause cancer and blood clots and weight gain. But unfortunately, when doctors hear the word, you know, progesterone, this is what they equate it with these synthetic drugs that have no relationship to progesterone.
Mm. My goodness. Wow. So, okay, example. Doctors know very little about hormones.
Yes, they do.
Many women go into their gynecologist, whether male or female, and they're having female problems. One of the first things, especially fibrocystic breast, and also, I can't even think, where they're menstruating excessively, a lot of cramps, and then the doctor will say, well, it may be best to let's do a partial hysterectomy, because the way to do things. What I've seen is we can't solve it, so let's get rid of it.
Okay.
So why do doctors automatically prescribe estrogen, after an hysterectomy, even if it's a partial hysterectomy, say the removal of the uterus, when estrogen dominance could have been the culprit in the first place? And I guess that just basically confirms, you know, what you just said.
Well, it's an excellent question. I mean, why do doctors do anything that doctors do? But in any event, the thing about when women have a hysterectomy, almost always it's because they've had too much estrogen. For example, they could have had fibroids, they could have endometriosis, they could have had a lot of ovarian cysts, or cancer. And all of these things are caused by estrogen. So, yes, they go ahead and they do a hysterectomy, and so now when they want to do hormone replacement, they automatically put the woman back on estrogen, which has been a toxic hormone for them their whole life. Now, because they don't have a uterus, they feel that the woman does not need to have progesterone, and this is the hormone they've been missing their entire life, and is the only hormone that has to be replaced after hysterectomy, and yet doctors feel that it's not necessary. But,
oh, my God.
And the thing is that even after women have had a hysterectomy, and even if they had their ovaries removed, they're still making estrogen, and so they're still at risk for developing, like, breast cancer. And so, yes, they definitely need to have progesterone, and progesterone has a lot of other benefits other than protecting women from estrogen. So it's a hormone that all women should be on, and maybe starting from a very young age, you know, children.
Yeah, my goodness. It's so alarming.
Well, it's, like I say, it's tragic, the lack of knowledge about hormones in this country. And yet, you know, hormones control every system in the body, and yet doctors have such a little knowledge of it. There are so many conditions that are considered, you know, incurable that can actually be eliminated by getting hormones back in balance. But the hormone that really needs to be balanced out is estrogen. Because, you know, even though women need high levels of estrogen to get pregnant, other than that, women do not need estrogen, frankly, because they're always making estrogen. It's some part of the body making estrogen.
My goodness, the adrenal, right? Part of the adrenal produces.
Well, they're made. Yeah, the adrenal gland makes estrogen. The primary source of estrogen in women is the fat cells. Woman
fat
has a
cells.
Fat cell in her body, she's making estrogen.
So am I correct in saying that the more fat a person, have on their body, it's the more estrogen they're producing?
That is correct.
Wow.
And the irony is, you know, here they have fat cells that are making estrogen, and estrogen by itself is a fat-creating hormone. So you can see how it might even help potentiate the situation of being overweight. And certainly birth control pills very often will cause weight gain, but any type of estrogen replacement can cause weight gain.
Oh, my goodness. I am just... I'm stunned that so many things, so many illnesses could be prevented if there was knowledge. Oh my gosh! And even your mother, you mentioned that your mother died from breast cancer. Was it? And I also know, was reading in your book that you said that if they'd actually known that estrogen was the culprit, then your mother would not have, you know, the outcome would have been totally different.
Yeah, I mean, my mother had been put on Premarin, which is a known cause of breast cancer.
Mm.
She, you know, the lump in her breast was followed by a doctor. I never knew about this. Was followed by a doctor for years. He never did anything about it. She had been put on tamoxifen, which is to my way of thinking, is not a good choice for treating breast cancer because it doesn't prevent it. And she was given radiation treatment, which is actually the cause of her death. She died of radiation pneumonitis. A lot of the same way she was treated, it's still, and this was 35 years ago, it's still being done the same way. Nothing's changed. But the whole thing about breast cancer, what people don't realize is that it's a disease of prevention, like a lot of other conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet my feeling is that they won't allow preventive medicine in this country. Again, all these women that run around with pink ribbons, you know, for breast cancer awareness, what they're not aware of is this was started by by a drug company that makes chemotherapy for breast cancer. But you don't hear about breast cancer prevention, and yet they have two things that unequivocally would prevent women from getting breast cancer almost 100% of the time. You know, one of these is high dosages of vitamin D, and the other is progesterone, natural progesterone, mm-hmm. in the form of a cream. You know, not the pills, but the cream. So they have two ways that women can eliminate breast cancer, but you don't hear about it.
Right. Yeah, because my research also showed that if hormone replacement should not be taken in, you know, by the mouth, because it changes once it's swallowed, that it should be absorbed in this, you know, through the, as you mentioned, the arms, or is it even the forehead. My goodness. Oh boy.
It's not a perfect world.
No.
But, you know, that's not to say that estrogen is totally bad. It isn't, but like I said, but it is a very, you know, it can be a very toxic hormone unless it's used correctly. Now, if women are receiving estrogen in any form, they should always be receiving progesterone to sort of protect themselves from it. You know, one of the other things is that when women do get breast cancer, and which is almost always, I'd say very close to 100% is caused by estrogen. But so they look for what they call estrogen receptor positive sites, ERP sites. But they also look for progesterone receptor sites, whether or not they're positive. And so if a woman is progesterone receptor site positive, they won't give her any hormones that, you know, like progesterone. And they're incorrect in this, because to me it's a good thing for a woman to have a positive progesterone receptor site, because this means that the progesterone can get there and actually help kill any breast cancer cells that are there.
Right.
Progesterone is known to cause what's called apoptosis, which is the death of breast cancer cells. But this lack of knowledge, you can see, can be very damaging to women.
Yes,
because
yes.
They will prevent them from having a hormone that they actually prevent them from having the cancer spread.
Most definitely. And this just does not only affect women, it also affects men in terms of prostate cancer, correct?
Yes, it does.
And colon cancer.
You know, it's doctors are still, or at least many doctors, are still under the mistaken impression that testosterone causes prostate cancer. But what they don't realize, it's the estradiol, which is estrogen, that arises from testosterone that actually causes the cancer. So, but very often men are treated by having the doctors eliminate testosterone from their body with the use of, you know, drugs like Lupron. They've done orchiectomies, the removal of the testicles, just to remove testosterone. But the problem with that is that when you take away testosterone from men, then they get heart attacks. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my father passed away from complications of prostate cancer. And as you're talking, I'm just thinking about all that could have been done. Oh, it's too late now, but I mean, my God. And he did develop heart. Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh.
And so the thing about progesterone, you know, we talked about progesterone and how good it is for blocking, you know, the effects of estrogen. Well, it's also true for men. You know, the doctors always, you know, look at progesterone, they think it's a woman's hormone. But men and women have the identical hormones. And in men, progesterone prevents prostate cancer. So you would think that all men should be put on progesterone. Progesterone also is the hormone that helps control insulin, which is the hormone that creates fat.
Right.
And also, progesterone also helps control adrenaline, which is a very powerful hormone that nobody ever talks about. So progesterone has a lot of very nice benefits.
Yes, it does. Wish I knew about this. Oh, my God. So many. So many years ago. Well, we've got to get the word out there, you know, God. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to do the show, just to have it be a format for education, knowledge, and empowerment. It is so key. Oh, my gosh. I'm just thinking about all the people that are dying daily from cancer.
Like everything else, cancer is a disease of prevention. And, you know, I mentioned vitamin D before, but, you know,
yes,
people have to take a minimum of 10,000 units a day. And when you consider that the recommended daily allowance by the Institute of Medicine is 400 units, it kind of makes you wonder, why are they doing this? Why is it that they don't want people to be on the correct dosages of these things? But people have to understand that they're dealing with a medical system that is a huge business. It's a multi-trillion-dollar year industry, and
yes,
it thrives on disease and illness. It does not thrive on wellness, and this is why they are averse to preventive medicine. They like people being sick, even though they won't come out and say this, but the powers that be. So they do everything they can, you know, to get rid of alternative medicine or to avoid those kind of things that are healthy to get people well. You probably get the impression I'm not a big fan of the medical system, but...
Yeah, neither am I.
But people really should understand that it's very easy to get people well again if you treat the underlying reason why they're not well.
Mm-hmm.
And part of being well is again, to be aware of estrogen and what estrogen can do to people. Even when it comes to things like pregnancy, miscarriages are caused by a lack of progesterone. Morning sickness is that's in the first 3 months is always caused by estrogen, but if you give women progesterone, it could eliminate it.
Right.
Kate Middleton, you know, was hospitalized with morning sickness in
that's
England.
That's right. Severe.
All they needed to do was give her some progesterone, probably via vaginal suppositories would have been the best, but that would have eliminated in 20 minutes.
My gosh. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, but I am, my gosh, we have got to do something. Seriously.
Good luck.
Seriously, because, you know, I have been blessed to have overcome many different illnesses over my life, and so I value my health, and I want to know everything about my body, how it functions, and I want to make sure I'm doing the very best for it. And the only way I'm able to do that is through knowledge and understanding, and that's what people need, to know what hormone imbalances, why it's important, and how to eliminate minor things such as a migraine headache, which can be very, very, very painful.
Even asthma, the most common cause of asthma is estrogen. And
really?
Again, using progesterone, it eliminates asthma. You don't have to be on any medication. But you're right. It takes education if you can find doctors that are willing to listen.
Yes, it does. And when I mentioned that I wasn't a big fan of the medical society, I actually was misdiagnosed going to the emergency room, and mine was hormone-related, but they didn't pick it up, and, so they were treating me for something else, which had an adverse effect. And then finally the doctor said, well, we don't know anything about adrenal glands. They don't teach us about that in medical school. And at that point I was completely overtaken with anger and frustration. Why am I going to a doctor that does not understand my body? Why?
Well,
remember
that much of which, you know, what doctors learn in medical school is based on research done by drug companies. So when doctors leave medical school, you know, their only ideas are that if you have a problem, take a drug for it. But the idea of treating the underlying cause of illness, this was never taught to them.
True.
And that's hormones true. Are a big part of how we are, and they get no training in hormones at all.
My gosh.
And we're at the point now where doctors are treating lab tests rather than people. And 90% of a diagnosis is just sitting down talking to a patient. The doctors don't do that.
Yes. And another thing is a lot of the research is not done on humans. It's done on animals. And we have a different DNA structure. I'm just thinking, if they're developing a drug based on a rat, I mean, I'm not, and then later on giving it to humans because it happens to be effective on treating certain symptoms within the rat, we're different. We're human. Everybody has a different DNA structure.
Well, even if drugs can treat certain symptoms, there's not a single drug, not one drug on the market that cures anything other than antibiotics. Every other drug is just there to treat symptoms. And again, people are not aware of that. You know, they take blood pressure pills, they take diabetes pills, they take, medication, antidepressants. But these pills don't do anything in terms of getting rid of the problem. They just mask it. And here you have, at least 110,000 people a year that die from prescription drugs?
Yes, yes.
You know, prescription drugs are one of the leading causes of death.
Yes, 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 it
so,
is.
So,
we are going to take a little break. And
now that we've depressed everybody.
No. But it's not meant to depress. It's meant to inform. And, you know, people should be waking up now and say, well, I'm going to make sure I seek out a solution to my problem. Just think about it. Being
and it's
healthy.
Easy.
And it's easy. It's very easy. Okay, we will be... We're having technical difficulties today.
Give them some hormones.
Yeah, that would be good. But we will be back in. Well, it doesn't seem to want to do anything.
You say we'll possibly be back.
Possibly be back. Okay. All right. I guess we'll keep talking. Okay. All right. You're not hearing any music, correct, Dr. Platt? Are you?
No.
Yeah. Don't know what's happening. We're having some technical difficulties, but we're going to keep moving. Okay. Wow. Whew. I was reading a section in your book, and let's see, read it. It says, you actually said that estrogen is very damaging to blood vessels, and this is why it causes migraine headaches, and that doctors are very much aware of estrogen's effect on blood vessels. And it's why they want women to be on birth control. And you may have mentioned this earlier. I think you did. Birth control pills to be on the lookout for signs of plovitis, which is an inflammation of the veins. There are a lot of women that are having problems with veins, and I've noticed that there's a lot of vein stripping going on. Could this have anything to do with birth control pills, you think?
Well, birth control pills are a very common cause of what they call phlebitis.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was in medical school, and I went to medical school in New York City, and every once in a while we would go down to the medical examiner's office at Bellevue Hospital and go to the morgue. And every time we went down there, there would be at least three young women lying on the table that had died of a massive pulmonary embolus. What had happened, they had all been on birth control pills, and they developed pelvic vein phlebitis. In other words, there was no way they would have any symptoms until...
Are you struggling with losing weight, stress, hormonal problems, diabetes, obesity? Just want to improve your overall health? Then write down the phone number for Healthy Explosion, 678-278-8374. That's 678-278-8374. Or visit HealthyExplosion.com. Healthy Explosion offers a unique holistic nutrition training and coaching program for individuals and groups. Founder and board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner Martina DeGoot used the Healthy Explosion method to shed over 100 pounds and reverse illness. It's a holistic training approach that covers everything from brain health and digestive issues to reflexology. You'll even have access to vital information on raw foods and a sprouting workshop. So if you're ready to reverse obesity, overcome diabetes, beat high blood pressure, and get the jump on high cholesterol, call Healthy Explosion. 678-278-8374. That's 678-278-8374. Or visit HealthyExplosion.com. That's HealthyExplosion.com. Office is conveniently located in downtown Duluth. Not in the local area? Take advantage of our programs by phone and internet. Call 678-278-8374 or visit HealthyExplosion.com.
Welcome back. Dr. Platt, are you there? Hello? Dr. Platt. Hello? We are really having technical difficulties today. Dr. Platt? Hello? It appears as though I'm not... Hello? Dr. Platt? Hello? I am so sorry. It seems as though we have completely shut down. I'm not... Dr. Platt, I'm not able to hear you, and I have no idea if anyone else is able to hear me. Okay. Just please be patient. Dr. Platt? This has never happened before. Dr. Platt, are you able to hear me? We were talking about estrogen being very damaging to the blood vessels, and we're actually talking about what develops from birth control pills, plovitis. And now I've lost my very special guest. I have no idea what's going on. Please, if you're listening to the show, be patient. We're really having some problems here. I have no idea what's going on, and I'm not even sure if you're hearing me now. I am just talking, which is a little strange because I'm not sure if I'm actually being heard. Dr. Platt, if you're able to hear me, is it possible to hang up and call back in? Hello? Okay, I believe you're able to hear me. I'm not able to hear my very special guest, and this is really strange because I'm now speaking to myself. Okay, we were talking about estrogen and the effects of estrogen. If I'm not able to resolve this problem, I think we're probably going to end the show. There's definitely something going on within the Blog Talk system. It's not really on my end. It's something that we don't really have control of at this particular moment. And I have no way, as I said, again, of knowing whether or not you're hearing me. So on this note, we're going to, I'm going to just go to a commercial and see maybe if we're able to actually resolve the problem. Not sure what's going on. Okay. Not really sure what's going on. Okay. Yeah, there's technical problems.
The Gentleman's Lotion from Yellow Flora Naturals is a non-greasy hydrating lotion rich with natural oils, aloe, and the clean aromatherapy of sandalwood, cardamom, and citrus. Get the Gentleman's Lotion at helpforyourskin.com today.
Hello, welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show. I am not even sure if you're hearing me. I am so disappointed because the topic of this show is so important that I really wanted to...
The Gentleman's Lotion from Yellow Flora Naturals is a non-greasy hydrating lotion rich with natural oils, aloe, and the clean aromatherapy of sandalwood, cardamom, and citrus. Get the Gentleman's Lotion at helpforyourskin.com today. The Gentleman's Lotion from Yellow Flora Naturals is a non-greasy hydrating lotion rich with natural oils, aloe, and the clean aromatherapy of sandalwood, cardamom, and citrus. Get the Gentleman's Lotion at helpforyourskin.com today.
I am so sorry about this. I have no idea what's going on. It's something going on within the Blog Talk radio system, and everything seems to be out of control. But this show is such an important show that I am going to ask Dr. Platt if he would be willing maybe to do the show on Saturday, because this is too important not to complete. So if you're listening to the show today, we are going to move this show to this coming Saturday so that we can actually be able to bring the information to you in its entirety.
Conference on Saturday. I'll be at a conference on Saturday.
Oh, Dr. Platt, I am hearing you now. I have no idea what happened. Were you hearing me before?
I heard everything.
Okay. I couldn't hear you. And the commercials were playing. Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's very difficult talking to yourself. I'm not sure whether or not anyone is hearing. So you would not be able to be here on Saturday. Okay, well, since we are connected now, we don't have a lot of time left, but we've lost, I think, maybe 15 minutes. So I've been just talking idly for the last 15 minutes. We were talking about birth control pills, phlebitis, and you were in the middle of a very important discussion.
Well, I was just mentioning about these women that had died of a pulmonary embolus who have been on birth control pills, but the problem was is that they had pelvic vein phlebitis, so it was undetectable. And so the first thing they knew about their phlebitis is when they died from the pulmonary embolus. But I should also mention that every one of these women always were also smokers. And so women on birth control pills, they, what they should understand, and I think most do, is that they can absolutely not smoke while they're on birth control pills. Because it just enhances the danger of phlebitis.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I know that that's something that you hear about, but I really don't think that the average person on birth control pills that's smoking probably is really aware, fully aware of just how dangerous it could be.
Yeah.
Again, more education.
Yeah. Now, if somebody were to say to me, well, what would you recommend other than birth control pills? You know, if a woman has to have something, you know, they always have different alternatives. But, what you know, one thing that they might want to consider is what is what's called a copper 7 IUD. A copper 7 IUD has no hormones. I would never recommend an IUD with hormones, ever. I've seen one woman who gained 65 pounds with a Mirena IUD. It's just something that I'm cautioning women of. You know, there are other alternatives to birth control pills and IUDs, but it's always a tough decision for women because there's always abstention.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And they're young. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and now you find very, very, very young women, even the early teens, that are on birth control.
Yeah. But again, you know, women should always have that understanding that while they're on birth control pills, they will not have progesterone, so they will be estrogen dominant, and they can wind up with, you know, again, fibroids, endometriosis, polycystic ovaries, whatever. And also, there's always that problem with weight gain because, you know, estrogen is a lipogenic hormone and puts on fat around the hips, the thighs, and the buttocks.
Wow.
You know, insulin is a hormone that puts on weight around the middle, and then you have a low thyroid that puts on fat everywhere. And again, people should, you know, have the full knowledge that hormones are probably the underlying cause of most reasons why people have weight issues. So I just put in a plug there for hormones and weight.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Such good information.
Well, and, you know, and just as a reminder, you know, when you think about estrogen, you know, you have to think in terms of migraine headaches and asthma, cancer. You know, it's not a happy hormone in a lot of, you know, to a large degree, so.
Oh, goodness. You know, I was really surprised that even asthma, because there's so many people that have asthmatic condition that again,
you know, even in men with asthma, you can treat them with progesterone and get rid of their asthma.
Wow. Oh. So. Now there, I've actually gone online and, you know, just researched because you want to see what's out there, and not all progesterone creams are created equal. So So what kind of you know, information? What kind of could you give someone that? Well, I know they could definitely contact you, and you're available through Skype. And I visited your website, so I know that you have progesterone cream, and I'm sure that the cream that you have would actually happen to be tops because of your expertise in bioidentical hormones.
Well, it's probably the best that a person can get without a prescription.
Okay, and they could just visit your website at plattwellness.com. But let's just say,
you mentioned about Skype. I'm actually having a Skype consult with a 14-year-old girl tomorrow and her mother.
Okay.
And she's 14 and evidently has a history of polycystic ovaries, and she's on metformin because they say that she's pre-diabetic.
Oh, gosh.
But I will give her your blessing, and but let you know. But we should be able to. She should be able to do very well. She has other issues. She has a lot of adrenaline, and
yeah,
that's easy to fix.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, I'm sighing because so much can be, you know, corrected just with knowledge. That's key. Knowledge. Knowledge is power. Oh, we're almost at an end, and I'm
but the way
it
can be corrected is to educate healthcare practitioners about hormones, and that's what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm actually trying to change healthcare in this country, and that's all. That has been my goal for many years. But in order to do that, you know, doctors have to be educated, and so I'm working on that. And people also have to be, you know, proactive. They have to take charge of their own health. And I think eventually, you know, people seem to be becoming a lot more intelligent about their bodies. I think people are becoming more accepting of what they call alternative medicine. In fact, probably 70% of the population now, you know, does something from a complementary or alternative medicine standpoint. And doctors cannot go on ignoring the fact that people want better solutions. And the better solutions are out there. and so I know maybe not my lifetime, but I know things will change. They have to. You know, eventually we will start incorporating preventive medicine. You know, right now, you know, doctors think preventive medicine is doing mammograms. And, you know, but mammograms don't prevent breast cancer. In fact, to a large degree, they might even cause breast cancer because the radiation from repeated mammograms has, you know, every time you have a mammogram, it increases your chances by 3% of getting breast cancer. So there are better alternatives. We just have to be watching out for them. But I mentioned high-dose vitamin D before, which not only prevents 26 different cancers, especially breast cancer, but it also prevents every flu there is. You know, flu shots do not prevent the flu. I'm sure people are aware of that by now. But vitamin D does, and vitamin D prevents type 2 diabetes, and vitamin D prevents every dementia there is. And needless to say, they don't want people taking high dosages of vitamin D. So I'm just saying it. But things will change. You know, progesterone, again, remember, not only does that block estrogen, but it also controls insulin, so people won't get sleepy in the afternoon between 3 and 4 or sleepy after eating, and it also helps block adrenaline, so they'll be nice and relaxed. They won't be tossing and turning all night and have road rage and all this kind of stuff from excess adrenaline, and that's easy to fix also. Everything's easy to fix if you treat the reason why, you know, there's something out of balance. But when you talk about estrogen dominance, you know, again, if people, you know, did read my book, they would find I am not a big fan of estrogen. I'm one of the very few doctors in the country that when women are in the menopause, I do not recommend estrogen replacement, except perhaps estriol for vaginal dryness. Because, again, women very rarely stop making estrogen after the menopause. And basically the only reason why a woman needs a high level of estrogen is to get pregnant. And very few women in the menopause are trying to get pregnant. So, I guess I'm saying say no to estrogen. But anyway, did I lose you again? I lost it, which is okay. Hello?